We're now a year away from the L train shutting down, and some New Yorkers are thinking seriously about how they'll get around once that happens.
One option? Cycling. At least 5,000 subway riders are expected to jump on a bike for their commute. Madeline Thompson reports on how the city and its future bikers are preparing for that.
The bike train is leaving the station. Yesterday morning in Williamsburg, transit advocates and Brooklynites gathered for a ceremonial cycle across the Williamsburg Bridge. It was the beginning of a weekly group commute set up by activists from Transportation Alternatives to get people feeling comfortable on what could soon be the main way they get around, a bicycle. Luke Olson, one of the organizers, addressed the crowd.
Good on MTA and DOT for having the plans that they do have. Grand Street, which is right behind us, is going to have at least one protected bike lane. We're hoping both sides are protected. We're going to have 250,000 people that are not going to have their main commuting option, and we need to provide those solutions.
The Department of Transportation expects bike ridership to double at a minimum once the L train is out of commission. Its plan to accommodate cyclists includes putting a protected bike lane on 13th Street that will separate riders from the flow of traffic with a barricade of parked cars. Safety is a big concern for bike train rider Catherine Pinehart, who usually only cycles near her apartment in Brooklyn.
This will be my first ride into Manhattan, so I'm a little nervous this morning.
So what's kept you up until now from taking longer rides?
I would say that as a cyclist, I'm keenly aware of the danger that we face on the roads. For example, biking from Bushwick to Williamsburg last night, I had a couple of close calls on roads that didn't have bike lanes.
The risk of being killed or seriously injured on a bike has decreased by a lot since 2000. The city's expanding network of bike lanes has helped, and so have the thousands of cyclists taking advantage of them.
There really is a safety in numbers phenomena that applies here.
That's attorney Peter Beadle. He represents cyclists and pedestrians who've been injured on the road. He's seen cyclists whacked by opening car doors, hooked by cars making left turns, and hit head-on by drivers not paying attention. But he thinks most of those turning to cycling will already have some experience with it. The rest, the lion's share of commuters, will probably take the bus.
We really need to put the emphasis on buses, and then after that on bicycles.
Some people really disagree with that last part. Daniel Caton is a commercial real estate broker who says the city has already made far too much space for bikes.
They've taken away all the parking spots, and the parking spots that are available, $50, $60 for the first half hour, it's ridiculous.
A few years ago, Caton conducted an informal study of the businesses along First Avenue after it got a protected bike lane. He says owners told him fewer parking spots had led to fewer customers. Nancy Villela, a Brooklyn resident, has concerns too, but hers come from experience as a pedestrian. She says cyclists often don't follow the rules of the road.
It's definitely a safety issue here.
Will you ever catch her on a bike?
Never.
Back at the bike train, organizers made sure to tell people to obey all traffic laws. Blasting energetic music, the group took off, whooping and choo-chooing towards Manhattan. I caught up with Catherine Pinehart, the nervous cyclist, on the other side of the bridge.
It was great. Yeah, it was way quicker than I expected. We were beating the cars. Feeling very good.
You'd do it again?
Absolutely. Awesome.
And she'll be able to, with the bike train, every Thursday morning from now until the L shuts down next spring. Madeline Thompson, Columbia Radio News.